She feels as though she has passed thousands and thousands of years without seeing Krishna. Radha and Krishna are factually inseparable as the sunlight and the sun. Attachment for pleasing Krishna is the very essence of her being. And Krishna also has different transcendental loving moods. Sometimes he's very playful, and sometimes he's very serious. And often, when he tries to meet Radha, there are so many obstacles, including the intervention of Chandravali and Padma. There are some very deep mysteries here. They are all meant, one who knows the theology of Radha and Krishna's pure loving exchanges can understand that all these gopis, including her rivals and their parties of friends, are all essentially expansions of Radha's love for Krishna. They are all meant to enhance the divine performance of transcendental loving exchange. None of them possess even one drop of selfish impurity, because there is no envy in the spiritual realm. And thus, when Padma, a rival gopi, is so bold as to advocate that Chandravali should be crowned as Krishna's queen at the royal Abhishek, the grief, the anger, and even the pride, which we will see demonstrated, are not the same as we see in this world. And also, no one actually misses out. No one is left out. Yet, while satisfying Krishna in their own ways, they appear sometimes to be more or less favored. It's very important to understand that the loving relationships in the chit jagat, or the spiritual realm, bear some resemblance to the loving affairs we see in this world. But the relationship is one of substance and its shadow. Please remember that these exchanges are not of this world. We are being invited to experience something, something profoundly pure and beautiful. So let us see what happens next. Radha is deeply angry. So now we will begin chapter 3 of Srimad Bhagavatam. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya, Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale, Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namami, Namaste Saraswati Deve, Gauravani Pracharini, Nevisesha Sunyavadi, Astatya Isatarini, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhar, Sri Das Adi Gaura Bhakta Bhuri, Vanchakalpa Tarubhyascha, was burning red like the rising sun. At that time, with great longings, Krishna sent Vrinda to the Sakis. Vrinda was carrying a message from Krishna. She also prepares the forest and all the sceneries for Radha and Krishna's meetings. So Vrinda came there and she saw all the girls gathered in one place, knowing of their great anger. She came alone. Although they were angry, the gopis softened and greeted Vrinda with affection. But then, they remained silent, thinking that Vrinda must have come to see the condition of Radha. Lalita, with trembling lips and a soft voice, she asked, "O Vrinda, have you come here to see us who are devastated by misfortune?" Although Vrinda's heart was pierced by Lalita's words, she answered with a gentle smile. She said, "Has Krishna committed some offense?" Lalita replied, "When our dear friend Radha was the foremost of Krishna's lovers, then we were fit to talk to you. But now, in this misfortune, what can we say? You know his character. If you speak about him, our hearts will break." Hearing Lalita's words, Vrinda, in a very gentle, comforting manner, began to console the gopis. She said, "My dear girls, Krishna is your very soul. How have you become angry over a false accusation? May your hearts become peaceful upon hearing my words. You should know that Madhava does not see anyone amongst all the women in the whole creation as equal to Radha. Last night, after hearing from Nandamukhi about the proposed meeting with Radha, Krishna very eagerly proceeded to the Malika forest. However, by great misfortune, on the way, he met Chandravali. From a distance, he mistook her for Radha, and he began to speak to her very affectionately, thinking that these words were actually meant for her. Chandravali bowed her head. But then, hearing comments affection faded, and she angrily turned towards her house and left. And meanwhile, Mukunda realized that it was Chandravali, and he began to think, although my heart is firmly committed to Radha, I should try and pacify Chandravali. So he made some conciliatory gestures, but she ignored him, and she continued on her way. But then Padma was nearby, and she saw what happened. So she called out to Krishna. She said, "Oh, brave one, brave one, why do you go elsewhere after seeing the beauty of Chandravali?" And then both of them approached Krishna together, and he quickly satisfied Chandravali with some skillful words, because in his heart he was firmly fixed in thoughts of Radha. So then, on the excuse of herding his cows, he left that place. Vrinda continued, she said, "Hearing all this from Madhu Mangal, I proceeded towards that Malika grove, and on the way I met Malati." It was Malati last night who had the bad news. "I met Malati, who burst into tears, and she told me everything that had occurred. Malati said, 'Oh, Vrinda, as a result of Padma's cruel words, Radha is now in agony, and she has gone home. When Krishna hears this news, I will not be able to describe his condition. I don't know what will happen when he finds out how furious Lalita became when she saw that Padma had stolen the flowers and heard her arrogantly announce Chandravali's Abhishek. Oh, Vrinda, if Radha does not become queen and cannot play in the forest of Vrindavan, Vrindavan will be devastated. Is it not painful to even imagine another woman wanted to take Radha's position?" Malati continued. She said, "Now Krishna has sent me with a message for the gopis, but they're so angry. How will they understand his affectionate words?" And then, when Krishna hears this news from me, I will not be able to describe his emotions." Vrinda continued, said, "Hearing Malati, I was heartbroken. But then, with great care, I thought, why should I worry so much hearing the disrespect shown by Radha's competitors? Krishna is controlled by Radha, and the time that is fast approaching when she will become Queen of Vrindavan. So Radha said, so I will arrange a meeting with Shyamasunda and stop Radha's needless suffering. That was my thinking. But then, while coming here, unseen by him, I came across Shyamasunda. Sakis, listen patiently to what I saw and heard. His body was shaking. His mind was like someone in a trance. He was crying, and his ornaments had fallen to the ground as he lamented for your dear friend Radha. The trees had dried up. The waterfall on the mountain had stopped flowing. All composure had disappeared. Would not any living creature faint upon seeing and hearing his lamentation? Where will I go? Oh, Cupid, do not disturb my worried mind. Give me one moment's glimpse of Radha. If you do not, then you should be called the killer of the self. Having given up all hope, which is the essence of patience, who will make any more requests of you, Providence? Who will make any requests of you? Seeing his condition, I became so pained, and I approached him. I called out, Krishna! But he did not hear a thing. Then he heard me, and in great sorrow he said, is that you, Vrinda? Why have you come here? Have you seen that friend of Lalita, Radha, whose red eyes are like sharp weapons that have cut my heart into 100 pieces? Oh, Sakhi, her face is like the sun, not the moon. If it were the moon, then why would it burn my heart like this? Why is it that Radha, who gave me so much pleasure meeting with her, is now giving me so much pain? The face has an indescribable quality that gives both pleasure and pain. The Creator has been so cruel that on just remembering her, I become so anguished. How much austerity the Creator must have undergone to make even the moon give me pain. talking in this way. Krishna, staring with fixed eyes, became completely absorbed in Radha, and he fainted. Suddenly, I took on the same state, and I fainted as well. Began to come here while Malati remained there with the garland. But then, when I had not gone very far, he called me back again, and coming very close to me, his eyes full of tears, he said, "Oh Vrinda, what is the use of these ornaments? They simply burn my flesh. And what is the use of this distressing flute? Go quickly and give all these things to the followers of Radha. O Satis, hearing this, I touched his trembling hands, and with great difficulty I put the garland around his neck. But the heat of his separation made the garland immediately fade. Seeing all of this, I began my journey, holding such pain in my heart. It is not necessary to talk more about it. With tears in my eyes, I've come to you. With the shining ornaments of Hari and his words expressing his desire. I pray that you all will do without delay what your heart says is proper. Hearing Vrinda's words and seeing the cloth and the ornaments and Krishna's flute, the gopis tried to control their emotions. Their hearts began to melt. With determination, they closed their eyes to prevent tears from falling. They remained silent for a long time. And then Vishakha spoke with affection. She said, "Oh Lalita, first he injures us by disrespecting our friend Radha. And then he distresses us with his rejected ornaments and cloth. criticism. Lalita said, if Vishakha goes to him, she should boldly tell him what we want to say. She should say, if you are eager to try and brighten the dark forest with its impenetrable groves with the moonlight, then why do you waste time shedding tears? If you love Chandravali, why do you lament for Radha? This was the message to be given to Krishna. So with the permission of the Sakis, Vishakha set out with Vrinda to meet Krishna and deliver this statement. Vrinda brought Vishakha to where Krishna was. Vishakha said to Malati, oh, Sakhi, Malati, where is that garland of Radha's? Seeing her and full of happiness, Krishna came stumbling forward towards Vishakha, and he said, oh, my dear friend, you are concerned about a garland which had only one moment's association with Radha. Will you not ask about the condition of he who has been with her for a very long time? Pretending to be angry, Vishakha began to speak. She said, O Lord, you have inflicted such pain on the gopis, so much so that they almost died. O husband of Chandravali, you have destroyed our friend Radha. Do not the friends of Padma rejoice deeply upon hearing this news? We somehow foolishly continued to maintain our lives, thinking that ourselves we were eligible candidates for your affection. How unfortunate we were! My friend is still alive, but she does not speak, she does not hear, she does not look anywhere. And the words you sent with Vrinda generated only anger. It was simply a revelation of your cheating. Radha is afraid of such crooked ways. Hearing Vishakha's words, Krishna bent his head low and drenched the garland with his tears. As he spoke to Vishakha in a pained voice, he softly caressed Radha's garland with his forefinger to his thumb. Crying, he said, Radha is my very life. You know well that this Krishna is controlled by her. O Vishakha, you are my life-giving friend. How unfortunate that we have come to this state. Seeing Krishna's grief, Vishakha began to tremble at heart and it was difficult for her to maintain control of her tears. And then, considering that Radha's anger would not last very long, and that Krishna was suffering too much, Vishakha felt it best to appease him. She said, "Lalita is very bold, but by nature, I am very soft. So, how can we arrange a meeting? Who will approach Radha now that she is burning with anger?" Krishna replied. He said, "O Sakhi, the whole forest belongs to Radha. My soul belongs to your friend Radha. Everything that exists on earth belongs to her. You have requested her coronation as the price for pleasing her. Today, you have revealed my long-cherished desire. This Abhishek of Radha will give me the greatest happiness. My mind has already become unsteady thinking of this grand ceremony. Oh dear Sakhi Vishakha, do not delay. Let Lalita and Radha hear my submissive words." Then, just as Vishakha was returning home with this news, Purnamasi arrived, and she, firmly holding Lalita's hands, she slowly entered the dark inner quarters of the house, where Radha was sitting crying. All the other gopis remained outside with Vishakha. When Purnamasi brought Radha out of the house, the whole world rejoiced. One gopi picked up the cloth that Radha had thrown on the ground, and another one waved the edge of their veil to keep the bees away, and another gopi held her lovingly around her waist with her two hands. They made her sit down, and then, when Purnamasi was seated, then Radha worshipped her. And Purnamasi wiped the tears from Radha's tear-filled eyes. And then her eyes filled with tears, she spoke to the girls. She said, "My child, he who fulfills all desires is your lover. The forest of Krishna by your pleasure grows. And being the increaser of joy in the ocean of love, I, Purnamasi, have come to give life to your face. What cause is there for lamentation?" Radha remained silent with closed eyes, while Purnamasi repeated many words of consolation. she said, "Oh, Radha, do you know the character of the moon? Do you know the character of Krishna? Unbeknown to you, Padma's proposal has been rejected." And then she told her what actually happened. She said, "One day, thinking that Krishna was particularly favorable to her, Padma approached him and she said, 'O Lord of Vrindavan, there is some heat in my heart. I pray that you can remove it by making Chandravani, whose association you always crave for, the queen of Vrindavan.'" Radhe, many days before, I spoke to Krishna, and he desired that you become the queen. Now, hearing this request, he began to tremble, and he said, "What did you say?" And Padma replied very cleverly. She said, "May she whose name begins with Chandra and who is stated in the Vedas to be the consort of Madhava, and who is the best of all girls, become your queen." Now, Krishna then remembered how long ago you partially accepted the form of a Gandhava maiden called Chandra Kanti, and letting out a long sigh in anticipation of your coronation, he replied, "Let it be so." In this way, Purnamasi secretly revealed Krishna's clever trick. It came to the ears of the Sakis, while Padma and the other rival gopis knew nothing of it. This, of course, was only proper. So tomorrow night, we will hear how this